Now, this morning we're joined by Mandurah's Mayor, Rhys Williams. Good morning, Rhys.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Is it the official title, His Majesty?
No. No, it's not that
I'm not
much.
A king.
But how are your mayoral duties going so far? You've been in the job a bit over a year now.
A year this month. It's been fantastic. It's been an amazing experience. I've learnt so much and just loving it every day.
Yeah, right.
It's also great to be here on The Wave. Congratulations to you guys. What a fantastic radio station. Big asset to our community. I'm very excited to have you.
Thank you very much. Hope you're enjoying the tunes.
Absolutely, I am, yeah. Definitely bopping along in the car and it's taking me back to my childhood, all this 80s and 90s stuff.
Nice one.
Now, we've noticed that the City of Mandurah's social pages, Rhys, have suddenly gone quite quiet. A bit of a blackout. I've got a feeling this morning that you've got some really big news to tell us.
Yeah, we're super excited. You know, we get around this place and we know Mandurah people are proud to live here and excited about the future of this community. And we're drawing a bit of a line in the sand today and saying we want to know from our community what the next 20 years of Mandurah looks like. And so from today onwards for the next 6 months, we're going to be out engaging with people and shaping this new vision for our community that sets about new priorities and really shapes what this place is going to look like in 20 years' time and how we work back from that to make it happen.
So, Rhys, tell us how people will go about registering what they think the future for Mandurah holds.
Yeah, so this is really important. This is not just a consultation process that we're running online. We want to get out and speak to people. We've bought a caravan and we're going to be out in the parks having cups of coffee with people. Brewing ideas is what we're calling it. We want to hear from people about what matters to them about Mandurah and what they're excited about. We're going to have some online stuff, but the main thing is we want to get out and hear from people in this community who we don't hear from often. It's not just about people telling us what they want us to do. It's actually saying collectively what's our vision for the place and how can you, Ali, do some stuff and you, Gunners, do some stuff? How can our local businesses do some stuff and people living out in our suburbs contribute to this overall vision? Because none of us exclusively own delivering on a vision. We have to do it together.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we're at and what this is all about.
Well, we can definitely help out there.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We've got the radio platform for this, so we'll help you out, Rhys.
Yeah.
And we know that lots of your listeners are passionate about Mandurah, so
sure.
Having you guys involved in this discussion is massive for us and we're really grateful to you for being on board.
We do have the online presence that you mentioned just before. That's got a few questions on it. We'll get to those questions right after the break. We've got to pay some bills, but more from Rhys Williams, our mayor, right after the break, right here at The Wave. 91.7 The Wave, we're back with the mayor, Rhys Williams. Now, we were talking about the survey for Mandurah Matters. Do you have examples of some of the questions that people might be posed on that website?
We just want to hear from people.
Right.
We've got a few questions, though, to kick us off, and we were hoping you might be able to help us out and answer some of your views on these questions.
Talk about being put on the spot.
I reckon, maybe, Ali, to start with, what matters to you in Mandurah?
I just love the sense of community that is here already.
Yeah, that's so true.
And also growing that sense of community, that really matters to me. I've got a family, so for me, I love coming down on the foreshore on a weekend, getting out and about and just the beautiful vibe that we have, the beautiful, picturesque, amazing Mandurah Bay. But yeah, for me, what matters to me most about Mandurah is our community.
You know, if I was going to be answering the question, that's exactly how I would answer it too. We've got all these beautiful environmental assets and all these things that make us unique, but it's the people that live here and the energy that they have for the place that I just think is quite unique. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gunners,
I couldn't agree more.
What are the main things that you'd like to see more of in Mandurah?
Well, I know we've got car shows in Mandurah and Pinjarra. There's the Max Pinjarra, which happens every year in April. But for me, I'm a huge car lover. I've got an old car and I'd love to display it. And displaying cars only 1 or 2 days a year is not enough, especially for those people who put so much time and energy and money. They're really passionate about cars. So am I. So I'd like to see more days where these people can display their cars. And so perhaps another Max Pinjarra, but a Max Mandurah.
Hey, that's a great idea because lots of people in our community are also passionate about cars. I'm curious though, what sort of car you got?
I've got a 1957 Porsche 356A.
Unreal.
Which is still being worked on at the moment. They started working on it in May and I'm hoping to get it by the end of the year. Whether that happens or not,
to be able to put it in our new car show. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's
exactly
actually right. His father's car.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's an heirloom.
Can't wait to go for a drive in it.
I'll take you for a drive.
Awesome, can't wait.
Well, I think we should have more chats about not only Mandurah Matters, but as we go forth into the days, weeks and months, things that we can talk about. Perhaps you can come back into the studio every couple of weeks and we can have a chat about how things are progressing.
Mate, I'd love to. And I just want to really encourage the community to get involved in this. We're coming to you. As I said, we're going to be setting up in a park near you. We're going to be having town hall meetings in your communities. We're going to be really trying to get out and speak to as many people as we can. We want to shape this vision and we want it to be a Mandurah community-led vision, not just us sitting around the table coming up with ideas.
Rhys, I can't wait to catch up with you and have a cuppa in the new campaign caravan. Can you tell me what it's like?
Well, I've only just seen it yesterday, and it's an upgrade from the little tin pot one that I used during the campaign. It's a nice big thing, but we're looking forward just to getting out and having people around. It's very bright, so you'll be able to see it on the road. But hey, if you see us, come and just catch up with us, have a cuppa and have a yarn.
Okay, well, we can't let you leave without picking your favourite tune. Have you got a song request for us?
Yeah, I would love to hear Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. That was one of my favourite songs when I was a kid, and it would be great to hear it again.
Nice choice.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
And we hope to speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it.
91.7
The Wave.